the talk of planet Earth.
We will build a safer world.
This is TalkZone.com, Internet Talk Radio. Time for more positive living with Patricia Raskin on TalkZone.com.
Hi, everyone. We are back. You are listening to Positive Living right here on TalkZone.com, and I'm Patricia Raskin. And we have a great program for you today. We're talking about how to live longer from the examples of people who've lived the longest on the planet. My guest today is Dan Buettner, who's the author of The Blue Zones, Lessons for Living Longer from the People Who Have Lived the Longest. Dan Buettner is an explorer and founder of Quest Network, Inc., and he has done global expeditions online, and also his groundbreaking work on longevity led to his 2005 National Geographic cover story, Secrets of Living Longer. And he also holds 3 Guinness World Records in long-distance cycling and won an Emmy Award for his documentary, Afrotech. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you.
Dan, did you see any differences in different cultures, such as like when you went to Costa Rica and then you went to Okinawa, which is near Japan? Were those cultures, were there differences in the way folks behaved? Were there certain rituals? I know you talked about the longevity ritual in Okinawa where children bond at a very young age, at 5 years old, and they develop lifelong friends. Were there any of these kinds of cultures and rituals in Costa Rica?
Well, the Costa Ricans are mostly Catholic, but the distinguishing characteristics, I think, of Costa Rica, and this wasn't all of Costa Rica, it was only the Nicoya Peninsula, which is in the upper, it was in the northwestern corner of the country. It's a little finger of land about 100 miles long and 30 miles wide, and this was largely isolated. The Pan-American Highway turns away from this part, and these people, they have a genetic background that mixes Mesoamerican, African, and Spanish influences. And they are known for being hard workers. There's a variety of cowboy down there they call sabaneros. They gallop their horses over the dry lands, and there hasn't been roads there for many years. What we see extraordinary in Costa Rica is the water has off the charge levels of calcium and magnesium, and we think that might help explain strong bones and fewer hip fractures.
Mm-hmm.
They eat a 3,500-year-old Mesoamerican diet of lye-enriched corn, beans, and squash, which is full of complex carbohydrates and proteins and all the amino acids you need for human sustenance, but yet it has very little fat and lots of minerals, and this is the base of their diet, it always been. And they also tend to, again, like you see in most places, a very rich belief in God, and they relinquish the stresses and the worries of everyday life to a higher power. I think there's a certain serenity and probably a better kind of hormonal health from being able to do that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the stress, because it sounds like in most of these cultures, they don't have the stresses that we have in our culture.
Well, they have the same stresses that we do. Their children misbehave and people get sick, and they're not different. I hate to emphasize that, but what they do have that we might not have are means to shed those stresses.
Such as the family, the prayer.
One of the cultures we haven't talked about are the Adventists of Loma Linda, California. That's America. And, you know, you get off the exit on Highway 10 to this blue zone, the first thing you see is a taco, fast food taco place in a wiener hut. These people have a Sabbath that they take very seriously. They call it a sanctuary in time, where for 24 hours from Friday night until sunset Saturday night, no matter how stress no matter how much work they have to do, and they have the same types of jobs we do. Their religion just tells them to shut it all off. And for that 24 hours, they focus on their God and their children. They take nature walks. They make it a point to visit other people in their community.
You know that, Dan, the Orthodox Jews also do the same thing. I don't know if you know that, but they do the same thing in terms of the Sabbath. And there really is a big difference in that family continuity and spirituality.
Yes, I believe it.
That's very strong, and I've seen that firsthand. And that really does make a difference because they're very bonded. And they really do take that time, and there's no distraction. They're out there in nature, and they're out there with each other. And they take the time to be together for those 24 hours. So it really does make a difference.
The Okinawans also have this other practice, ancestor veneration. If you go into the house of these people who are making it to 100, typically the finest room in the house will have a shrine that will have photos of the grandparents. They'll perhaps have the urn of a great-grandparent, a few possessions. And they'll make it a point every day to spend 10 or 15 minutes in front of that shrine, which reminds them that they're not just a single point in time, but they're part of a continuum, that they come from someplace. And they also hold this belief that their ancestors have a certain power over them, a sort of a guiding, watchful eye over them. And again, you have this practice which allows them to relinquish some of the stresses of everyday life to a power outside of themselves. And even though they may experience the same stresses that we experience, they just have cultural mechanisms to help minimize it.
Okay. One of the things that you talk about in the book is after you go through the cultures and explain some of these, which are really inspirational, you talk about how we can take first steps by going to bluezone.com and actually taking a 33-question questionnaire with 33 questions that really explores our life expectancy, our health expectancy, the number of extra years that we're likely to have. Go into that a little bit more, what we can do.
Well, we worked with the University of Minnesota School of Public Health, and we did the meta-analysis, or in other words, we looked at 347 studies and what lifestyle behaviors correlate with reducing risk or raising your life expectancy. And the result is this vitality compass. And what it first asks you, it determines how old you are, what your gender is, and what your race is. And from that, we have a baseline, and we can modify that. We asked another 30 questions on what you eat and where religion figures in, and we're able to calculate not only your life expectancy, your healthy life expectancy, your biological age, and then we can generate 8 customized suggestions on what you can do to get the years of life you might be missing. And it's absolutely free at Blue Zone.
What are you finding? Do you get feedback from folks? What are you finding that most people need to change? Is there a common denominator? Is it that they're overeating? Is it that they're just not sleeping enough? Is it that they don't have time? Is it all of that?
Well, most of the traditional means of adding years to your life don't work. There's no diet in the history of the world that has ever really worked for more than about 6 months. There's a very small percentage of people for whom a diet works, maybe 2%. But for most of us, diets don't work. And gym membership, the average gym membership is less than a year. So for the aggregate, gyms don't work. So you start looking at what are the long-term fixes that seem to have an impact that have worked in Blue Zones but work with us. And I think one of the biggest things we can all do is pay very careful attention to the people we associate with. We know from the Framingham studies that if your 3 best friends are obese, there's a 50% better chance that you'll be overweight. So spending
birds of a feather flock together, right, Dan?
Yeah. Yeah, you got it, right. Or as your mama said, you're known as the company you keep, but scientists are now showing that you also live as the company you keep. So looking who, I mean, we all have presumably dozens of friends, and who we choose to put our effort and time into has an enormous impact. Like, I look at it like this. On any given Tuesday night, I can hang out with one buddy who will go to his club and sit on a bar stool and drink bourbon, and there'll be secondhand smoke in the room. Or I can choose to hang out with another buddy who we ride bicycles and talk ideas. And that decision of who I spend Tuesday night with has a bigger impact on my health than any diet book I could choose to read or any pill I could take. And
so what you're saying is choose your friends wisely. Well, yeah. Every minute that you spend with someone, really think about how that's impacting you, because it is.
And a lot of times subconsciously.
Yeah, that we don't realize. We don't realize. All right, if people want to know more, Dan, or do you do workshops and seminars, or is your work mostly in your book and on the website?
I do speeches, mostly corporate, but I think the website is a really good source. The book is a New York Times bestseller. It's doing very well, and I'm thrilled to share it.
That's wonderful. All right, my guest today is Dan Buettner, and he is the author of the book, The Blue Zones, Lessons for Living Longer, from the people who have lived the longest. You can log on to danbuettner.com, or the website is, tell me the website again, Dan.
It's Blue Zones, plural, bluezones.com.
Bluezones.com. Okay, explorer and writer Dan Buettner is the founder of Quest Network, Inc. He's created more than a dozen online interactive global expeditions. His team's groundbreaking work on longevity led to the 2005 National Geographic cover story, Secrets of Living Longer, which was a finalist that year for the National Magazine Award. In connection with his research in the world's blue zones, Buettner has appeared on many programs, and he also holds 3 Guinness World Records in long-distance cycling and an Emmy Award for his documentary, Afrotech. After the break, you can give us a call about longevity. Who are the people who live the longest? What are some tips that you might want to get? What are some questions? And then also you can go to bluezones.com, B-L-U-E zone, Z-O-N-E-S, and take the longevity test and see where you are. And then there are 9 points, the power 9, that Dan has. There are 9 lifestyle secrets from the Blue Zones to help you put them to work in your daily routine. You're listening to Positive Living. I'm Patricia Raskin. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.